advised. If you feel alarmed or upset or even hurt feelings by the following programming, then management apologizes.
This is a test of the emergency humor system. If this had been an actual humorous broadcast, you would have been informed where to go in your area for a complete pelvic examination.
KCUF. KCUF.
KCUF.
KCUF. KCUF. KCUF. KCUF. KCUF. KCUF.
Good evening, and welcome to yet another edition of KCUF. Tonight's edition is brought to you by the Bonzo Toy Company, manufacturers of the Ronald's Ray Gun. The Ray Gun, guaranteed to stop everything economically except inflation. First up, we're going to have a message from the Reverend Larry Padewell.
Once again, KCUF, dedicated to bringing you the finest in religious programming, presents the Grand Old Gospel Conglomeration with the Reverend Larry Padewell.
Thank you, Jerry, and hello, friends. The subject of today's message was suggested by this letter from a concerned listener. Mr. Alfonso White of Boise, Idaho, wrote as follows. Reverend Larry, I'm a loyal listener of your program. For years, I have hesitated, however, to join your conglomeration. I'm of Negroid descent, and consequently, I have black skin. A friend of mine became involved with the Mormon faith only to discover that the Mormons regard black skin as the mark of Cain and indicative of original sin. How do you, the Reverend Larry, feel about the issue of Cain's mark? Well, friends, I was deeply disturbed by this letter. Mr. White has raised one of those questions that most ministers of the gospel hesitate to bring up due to its controversial nature. There are times, however, when issues that may alienate some of our listeners must be raised. Saying that black skin is the mark of Cain is pure conjecture. We must turn to the Bible for clues to the nature of Cain's mark. Close examination of the Old and New Testaments leave little doubt that Cain was marked by his primary use of the left hand. After all, friends, why do you think they call them the unrighteous? In the book of Revelation, we find John the Divine speaking of the end times. In the final days, the Lord will divide the people of the earth into two groups. The sheep shall appear upon his right hand, and the goats upon his left. And those upon his left hand shall be cast into the fires prepared for the devil and his demons. The apostles, even they, argued about who would sit upon the Lord's right hand in heaven, thereby achieving great recognition. Further evidence of this mark can be found in our verbal tradition. Have you ever been left out? Have you ever found yourself in left field? And everyone, of course, has eaten leftovers. Friends, it says in the Bible that if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. So if your child begins to display leftist tendencies, crack down. If you don't take action now, you will have no one but yourself to blame when he or she becomes a member of the radical left. Thank you, friends, and God bless. Do you masticate more than 3 times daily? Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night with cravings that you must satisfy? Are your clothes covered with unsightly and embarrassing stains? Does your doctor say you've got tennis elbow and you don't even own a racket? Have you ever masticated in the back row of a darkened theater? Well, if you've answered yes to one or more of the above questions, you may have a mastication problem. Many people with mastication problems have given up hope. Now, however, Masticators Anonymous offers help to even the most hardcore masticator. Call 473-5555 for help fast. This has been a public service announcement of KCUF in conjunction with the Ad Council.
Okay, kiddies, it's time once again for Uncle Otto's Fun with Physics. And here's that jolly junkie himself, Uncle Otto.
Hi kids, today we're going to explore the conductivity of water. Here we have a beaker filled with distilled water and 2 electrodes plugged into an ordinary wall socket. First I'll insert the electrodes. Now I'm sticking my hand into the water. Don't worry kids, it won't shock me. Now, how would one of you like to try it? Come on now, don't be bashful.
There's volunteer. Come right on up, young man. What's your name, son?
Johnny Winter!
Okay, Johnny, step up right up here and stick your hand in the beaker.
Now, that didn't shock you, did it?
No, sir.
Of course not. Uncle Otto wouldn't let anything happen to one of his junior experimenters. Now, what do you think this shows us, Johnny?
That warm water on your hands makes you want to piss?
No, Johnny, it teaches us that pure water is not very conductive. That's all right, son. Just leave your hand in the beaker. Now, let's see what happens when we add ordinary table salt.
Yahoo!
What happened, Johnny?
It shocked the shit out of me.
That's right, Johnny. And what does that show us?
That you're a deviant old bastard.
No, it shows us that the sodium chloride ions in salt make water conductive. Well, that's all for today, kids. But tune in next week when we'll explore the properties of plastic explosives.
Thank you, Otto, for that useless bit of information. And speaking of information, it's time now for KCUF's news with our reporter, Adolf Scheist.
And now, KCUF News. KCUF News is brought to you by Horse and Llama, the fade cream for beautiful people who aren't. Our top story, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan are still alive. KCUF reporters have found documented evidence that the leaders' deaths were faked to allow them total privacy to negotiate a new Mideast peace settlement. Well, looks like another long one. The U.S. Bureau of Standards issued a report stating that there is a 98% chance of 1982 having 365 days. The Surgeon General announced today that being alive can kill you. In a 200-page report, the nation's chief medical officer stated that out of 2 million fatalities that were studied, the only evidence linking all the victims and their deaths were that the people were alive immediately prior to being dead. KCUF News will continue following this message from Horse and Llama.
Oh, I hate these unsightly age spots.
Try Horse and Llama, the fade cream.
How do you get rid of these unwanted freckles?
Try Horse and Llama, the fade cream.
Man, I am tired of all these white folks burning crosses in my yard.
Try Horse and Llama, the fade cream. Horse and Llama, for all you beautiful people who aren't.
Hi, guys. This is Bruce here with the KCUF Locker Room Roundup. Nice pass you made the other night, John. Too bad I was too busy to receive. Toodles. Here's the coach, the big boob Wyoming Bouncers. Well, coach, how do you feel?
What's that?
I mean, about your team's chances this year.
Well, I believe the whole team could go all the way this year.
Well, you heard it, folkies. The whole team should go all the way this year. That's all, folks. By the way, coach, could you tell me the name and phone number of that tight end you have over there?
You ain't getting your hands on my tight end.
Well, Pope John Paul II is back in the news. When asked during a recent press conference if there was anything which particularly annoys him, the pontiff replied, "Yes, two things. First, Polish jokes, because they're a slur on my national heritage and my beloved Poland. Second, M&Ms. Although I love the chocolate, peeling them is just too much work." Well, that would have been all the news if it wasn't for little Johnny Werner. Johnny was playing frisbee in his front yard when the frisbee accidentally hit a parked car in the street belonging to his neighbor, James Kelly. James Kelly accidentally shot little Johnny Werner in the head 5 times. That's the news. Have a nice day.
KCUF, Big Boob Wyoming.
This is Hugh here for Randy. He's in the bathroom on pot right now. Up next, KCUF's continual effort to slander and make fun of just about everybody, the KCUF players present The Rush.
Well, hello, my name is Jim Foss. I'm the Sigma Omega Tau Membership Chairman. I would like to welcome all you freshmen to the first Solid Rush function of the semester. We hope all of you have a good time. Make yourself at home and look over the sod house.
Will you shut up, you shithead?
Well, some of the actors are in a hurry to get down to serious business, so fire away.
See, Phil? I told you this was a good idea. These guys are just great.
Okay, Bucky, let's just wait and see. Why don't we get a beer?
Sure.
There you go, boys.
Bucky, how long you been coming over to the sod house anyway?
Gee whiz, Phil. Since about the second day of school, I've always had a great time, and I've gotten to know a lot of the fellows. In fact, Jim told me there's something he wanted to talk to me about this evening.
I've got just one question, Bucky. These guys are great, but we're out of broads.
You know, Phil, I've been kind of wondering about that. Wait, there's Jim. I'll go over and talk to him now.
Bucky, well, I was just looking for you. Let's get away from the party for a few minutes.
Okay, what did you want to see me about?
Well, Bucky, you've been coming over to the house a lot lately. You made a real favorable impression on the brothers. To be blunt, we're going to ask you to pledge Sigma Omega Tau.
Gee whiz! That's great, Jim. I'd love to.
We appreciate your enthusiasm, Bucky. However, I feel I must tell you that the decision to pledge you was not made entirely because of your attitude. You see, Bucky, the university has been putting a lot of pressure on the Greek system to be, shall we say, less uniform in our pledging program.
Gee, Jim, I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Simply that in addition to your other duties, you'll be able to serve the Greek system as a symbol of our equal opportunity pledging program.
You mean sort of like a token? But I don't understand, Jim. I'm a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Well, Bucky, you're a heterosexual, aren't you?
Hi, folks. I sure am. I'd like to thank you there for taking over for me while I was gone. Up next on KCUF, we have Rotsy Rob's Commando Corner. This week, as always, or almost always, it's brought to you by the Israeli arms manufacturers, makers of the Uzo machine gun. When you're in a jam, it won't.
Hello, this is Rotsy Robin. Let me tell you, it's great to be back in America after the ordeal I've just been through. Last time I was able to give a report, I was in Afghanistan covering the rebels as they were ambushing a Russian convoy. Well, everything was going fine until several Russian attack helicopters came blasting over this ridge, heading straight for me. Well, the next thing I knew, I was in a Russian hospital, recovering from a few wounds I had sustained during the attack. I tell you, I was just really bummy. First thing I saw were these two Russian guys standing over me with AK-47s, ready to blast me to hell if I'd started causing any trouble. Well, a couple of days later, they took me away to be interrogated. There were all these Russian generals, officers, and doctors hanging all over me, asking me about the CIA, what I was doing in Afghanistan, what I knew about the rebels, and who's winning the World Series playoffs games. Well, I sure as shit wasn't going to say anything to them. I guess they finally got the point when I spit in one of the Ivan General's faces. But somehow he seemed to appreciate my situation because he ordered me injected with this drug. Now, I suppose it was true serum or something, but being an American, I have this high tolerance for alcohol and other such stimulating substances. So after a few minutes, I was feeling so good, I decided to reach out with my steel-toed combat boot and embed it in the genitals of the nearest guard. Well, while he was bending over trying to find out whether his family jewels still existed, I clobbered him over the head. Noticing he had no further use for his rifle, I used it to fashion a zipper of hot lead from the crotch to the forehead of the other Russian guard, which probably ruined his whole day. By this time, the generals didn't look so good, so I decided that we should go outside for a breath of fresh air. Wouldn't I know this would be my lucky day? Right outside the door was this Russian T-72 tank. So what I did was I tossed a stun grenade down the hatch and took care of the crew. Then I dug up a trailer, hitched it up to the back of the tank, and stuck my prisoners in it. Then I revved up the engine and started booking for the West German border. Let me tell you, Ivan, he's got some muscle, but intelligence-wise, well, let's say when the heavenly being was passing out brains, Ivan was busy choking his chicken somewhere. The only problem I had on my way to Germany was this one guard post which wanted to check my ID, but they stopped arguing after I ran over their vodka supply with 50 tons of tank. Thus, I managed to escape into Germany with five Russian generals, two doctors, a few other officers, and a T-72 tank. I felt so glad I managed to serve my country in this manner, and so well. Besides, Soldier of Fortune magazine wants to do a write-up on it. Until next week, this has been Rotsy Rob.
Are the noisy kids upstairs keeping you from a good night's sleep? Do your next-door neighbors have a pet that dirties your lawn and digs up your garden? Do you have a bill collector you'd like to run out of town? Rent a poltergeist can help. For a minimal daily fee, we'll send one of our noisy ghosts to haunt the house or room of your choice. Now you can run your dropout son out of the house. Our poltergeists are guaranteed unexercisable by anyone less than the Pope himself. For more information or a free estimate, call 555-1212. Operators are standing by.
And now, KCUF proudly presents the KCUF Players with tonight's Mystery Theater.
Tonight, on Mystery Theater, the $100,000 question.
Hello, this is Trapper Bob, and it's time once again to ask the $100,000 question. Let's reach into the bin and get a number.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Hooper. It's time for you to answer the $100,000 question. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
The $100,000 question is, what's brown and sounds like a bell?
I don't know.
Tune in next week when you'll hear the DJ say,
oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Hooper. The answer to what's brown and sounds like a bell is, dun.
My mother-in-law is coming to live with us next week, and I can hardly stand the bag. I was going out of my mind trying to think up a reason why she shouldn't stay with us, but my wife vetoed everything I came up with. Finally, while browsing through the yellow pages for a garage, I stumbled across AAA, a ranging accident. It's a subsidiary of the Mofco Company, and is a no-muss, no-fuss way to dispose of someone without drawing any attention to yourself. Now I can rest easy knowing that my mother-in-law will be gone before I even notice she's here.
Yeah, you come into AAA, we fix your problem fast. We write in the front of the yellow pages.
And so ends this broadcast of KCUF Radio. Tune in next week on Thursday at 6:30 when KCUF Radio comes back on the air.
Oh, yeah!
This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything hilarious in the preceding broadcast, please contact your local mental health authorities.